Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. You need a playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold right now. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. The digital narrative is shifting and shaping in real time. TikTok, Twitter, Elon. What does an anti-Semite mean anymore? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Very important episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I cannot emphasize enough the win for liberty, the win for humanity that the liberation of Twitter has meant for all of us. It's remarkable. Liberating Twitter from what it once was to what it is now is a win for the narrative. It's a win for truth. It's a win as we try to fight back against this uniparty regime, the tyrants, and the authoritarian dictators that are running the country. Elon Musk, even if they shut down Twitter today, will go down as a major hero for allowing us to be able to speak, to question narratives, to get the truth out. Elon Musk got himself in a little bit of trouble yesterday. Elon Musk responded to a tweet that I actually don't think the tweet is that smart. I think one part of it is legit, but I think another part of it is not so great. But the essence of what Elon was responding to is a major thought crime in America. That the world's wealthiest man would comment on this is historic. So here's the tweet, and it's responding to a video, and the video was basically a white father with his white son saying to his son, hey, you think that, you know, you're posting online all this anti-Semitic stuff. Why don't you go and say this to these Jewish families' face? Pretty powerful advertisement. This is the ad, okay? It's about a minute long. It's a powerful ad. And then a person on Twitter responded to this advertisement. And then Elon responded to the person responding to the advertisement. It's important. Bear with us. Because right now, Elon Musk is being targeted like never before. Elon Musk was supposed to speak at a summit today, and he has been canceled. They don't want to hear from Elon Musk because they are tarring and feathering him as an anti-Semite. They've come after this program for calling us anti-Semites. They're coming after Elon Musk for calling, they're calling him an anti-Semite. So here's the advertisement. It's a powerful ad. Play cut 79.
I saw what you've been posting. Hitler was right. I didn't teach you that. You hide behind your screen, spewing all this hatred and ugliness. You got something you want to say? Get out of the truck and say it to their faces.
Okay, so that advertisement then was responded to by this person, the artist formerly known as Eric. Quote, okay, Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialectical hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. I am deeply disinterested in giving the tiniest swear word, let's just say tiniest crap, now about Western Jewish populations coming to the disturbing realization that those hordes of minorities that support flooding their country don't exactly like them too much. You want truth said to your face? There it is. Now, let me just say, this is not a very well-written tweet. It's very confusing. I'll go through what they're basically saying here. Half of this tweet is true. Half of it, I don't like. You want the truth said to your face? There it is. Elon responds, and he says, you have said the actual truth. Now, we don't know what part Elon is saying is the actual truth. So let's go through this. Again, it's double negatives and misuse of the word disinterested. It's a strange tweet that Elon pinpointed on here. But the first part is absolutely true. Let's go to this. Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. Now, I don't like generalizations. Not every Jewish person believes that. But it is true, the Anti-Defamation League was part and parcel with Black Lives Matter. It is true that some of the largest financiers of left-wing anti-white causes have been Jewish Americans. They went all in on woke, and it wasn't just ADL. It was some of the top Jewish organizations in the country that have done that. In fact, we have seen this with the recent retreat of Jewish donations that are no longer going to be administered to colleges, right? Mark Rowan, Leon Kopperman. Can we get that full list? It's very powerful. The part of the, so that's totally true. And by the way, Tucker Carlson reinforces this. So I'm going to kind of, it was quite a day on the internet. Tucker Carlson was interviewing Candace Owens, and Tucker Carlson mentions that Jewish Americans have primarily been financing cultural Marxist ideas. We said this, by the way, last week, and people came after us. We actually said it in a different way. We said, I'm glad that Jewish Americans are reconsidering their financing of cultural Marxism. And people misunderstood it intentionally and slandered us as being anti-Semites. But listen to this. Tucker Carlson is completely correct by saying this, that the philosophical foundation of anti-whiteness has been largely financed by Jewish donors in the country. Play cut 92.
However, then I thought, well, wait a second. If the biggest donors at, say, Harvard have decided, well, we're going to shut it down now, where were you the last 10 years when they're calling for white genocide? You were allowing this. And then I found myself really hating those people, actually. That you're okay with that? On what grounds were you okay with that?
And this is what I've been trying to explain to the pro-Israel lobby, that what you are seeing as lack of support is people that are asking the question is, where were you as we have endured all of this?
You were paying for it, actually.
Right.
You were paying for it.
You were paying for it.
Because you were calling my children immoral for their skin color. You paid for that.
And
so why shouldn't I be mad at you? I don't understand.
So what Tucker is saying is similar to part of the tweet that Elon isolated. That is true. That, let's just say liberals, but that includes Jewish financiers of liberal causes, didn't really care about University of Chicago having courses that saying, you know, the problem with whiteness. They didn't really care about American Express saying that we must eliminate whiteness. They didn't, in fact, they were supportive of it. A lot of liberals were okay with critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion. ADL went all in on the BLM type narrative. And ADL is one of many different organizations that were perfectly fine with the growing anti-white wave. Now, to be clear, many of these Jews did not fully understand what they were financing. Their intentions were probably pretty good. As we've said, intentions mean next to nothing here. And I'm sure some of the intentions weren't so good, but let's just, intentions aside, I'm not that interested in intentions. I'm interested in actions, okay? Intentions are very hard to pinpoint. We get too caught up in the conservative movement on intentions. I learned this from the great Dennis Prager, who says, stop focusing on intentions, focus on the actions. It's a much better way to judge whether or not something is right or wrong. Intentions, as I've said before, and there's a video that went viral, the Nazis thought they were doing good. They convinced themselves that they were doing good, when in reality, they were doing some of the greatest evil in the history of the species. So again, Hamas thinks they're doing good. I could go through all this, but they're doing evil. So I'm not convinced that somebody's intentions are what matter. many Jewish financiers culturally given money to George Washington University, Columbia, Yale, Dartmouth, over and over and over again, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, financing many nonprofits that many of them are now recognizing and realizing this was a bad idea. So I'm going to build this out because the second part of the tweet I don't like, and it ties into some news that is not so good for AOC. It's not good for Ayanna Pressley. I'm going to isolate that in just a second. It is sloppy. It is shallow. It is wrong and repulsive to call a great man Elon Musk an anti-Semite. It cheapens the label of anti-Semitism. It is not good for anybody. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. There's a lot of steak this November, so I'm baking you. Don't be chicken and shop at the grocery store like usual. Get Good Ranchers instead. Their Black Friday Your Way sale is live, and it's something you don't want to miss. And yes, they have great meat puns, and they have even better meat. And this November, you get to pick your favorite meat to get free for a year. Yes, you pick a year of free steak, salmon, chicken, or bacon when you subscribe to Anybox right now. I love this service. I use it. When you subscribe to Anybox on goodranchers.com, you not only get a free gift of meat worth over $480, but you also get $15 off my special code, Charlie. So go. The only big deal your grocery store has is on expired yogurt, so ditch the meat aisle and subscribe at goodranchers.com. You could save up to $500 with their Black Friday offer. No purchase of expired yogurt required. Why choose Good Ranchers? Because they're the number one place to get an all-American beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. With Good Ranchers, there's no second guessing. Promo code Kirk for $15 off plus a year of your favorite meat. Promo code Kirk. Why do Jews continue to support institutions that hate them? Let's just make it as plain as possible, right? The part of the tweet, though, that I want to isolate that I don't like is the kind of bitterness here. Quote, this person said that Elon responded to, I'm deeply disinterested in giving the tiniest crap now about Western Jewish populations coming to the disturbing realization that those hordes of minorities that support flooding their country don't exactly like them too much. This is where I disagree. I support an awakening. I think it's awesome that anybody wakes up, regardless of if they did something prior in the past. So I don't like that kind of bitterness and that kind of cynicism, to be honest. This person says, I'm deeply disinterested in giving the tiniest crap about Western Jewish populations. I see it completely different. I think it's exciting and hopeful that Jewish Americans are starting to divest dollars from university campuses. I think that it's exciting when any population starts to reconsider their prior views. So kind of break out of the bitterness. Yes, of course it's true that traditionally Jews have been funding in America institutions that hate them. And that's too bad. That's tragic. But the fact that they're discontinuing that they're speaking out against it, that gives me hope. So actually, I do have concern for that. So I don't know if Elon was responding to that part of it. I think it was probably the first part. If I had to summarize, again, I don't know. I can't read Elon's mind. He's going to have to defend himself. He has sent out subsequent tweets, mainly focused on the ADL, saying, why does the ADL turn a blind eye to anti-white, anti-Asian hatred while we import the third world that hates Jews and hates everybody? So he's clarified that. So to his credit, it's pretty clear. But this is very important. And we're starting to see some legitimate hope and movement in this direction, which I think it was very exciting, which is that this announcement yesterday, AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, has announced that they are going to spend $100 million to defeat the Squad. They're going to spend $100 million in Democrat primaries to go after AOC, Elon Omar, Jamal Bowman, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, and there's two other black women. I don't know who they are. I think it might be Fox is the other one. I don't know. The Squad has grown. Okay, they've multiplied in number. And AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, is saying, we want to get rid of the members of the Squad. Now, of course, that's not the best use of their money. Their best use of their money is support Donald Trump, who is an amazing friend of Israel, who fought against all this poison. But this is a better use of money than the traditional investments that we've seen from sending money to Harvard, sending money to Yale, sending money to the ADL, sending money to BLM. This is way better than AIPAC spending $100 million to try to defeat Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. This is now $100 million that they're spending where AOC is going to have to defend her turf. Ilhan Omar is going to have to defend her turf. So to respond to this now viral tweet that Ilhan responded to, this person says, I'm disinterested in giving the tiniest crap about Western Jewish populations coming to the disturbing realization. Wrong. We want to win. And you should not say, hey, you're not welcome into the club because you made mistakes prior. I don't want to be part of that political movement. I think that is callous, that is elitist, that's smug. People should always be welcome to admit errors, always. I think that's a bad attitude across the board. I held some really stupid political positions 5 years ago. Some people say, you're still not allowed in the club, Charlie, because you said something stupid 5 years ago. So there's no growth allowed. There's no forgiveness. There's no humility. Honestly, that's an anti-Western value. It's an anti-Christian value to say that what you said 5 years ago will always be hung around your neck and you'll never be allowed to grow, to develop, to clarify, to educate yourself. And I think it's actually exciting and showing that the AIPAC, which does tilt Democrat, just so we're clear, most of the membership of AIPAC are Democrats. They are investing their resources to try and make it harder for Marxists to win. Is that the best use of their money? No. It is a far better use of money than what we have seen the last 20 or 30 years. It is a positive move in the right direction. So anyway, that's Elon Musk's response. Elon will have to defend himself. Elon is not an anti-Semite. What Elon was probably isolating here, as he has clarified in subsequent tweets, is that, hey, Jewish populations have been financing a lot of this stuff. It's good that they are waking up. I think it's positive. I think it's exciting. And it gives me hope. Are you prepared for the unthinkable ahead? Charlie Kirk here. We all need to pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. That means stockpiling emergency food before it's too late. Right now, go purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from MyPatriotSupply.com, the nation's leader in self-reliance. Order yours today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Each family member needs their own kit when disaster strikes. These 3-month kits from MyPatriotSupply.com give an abundance of delicious meals, providing over 2,000 calories a day. You'll have plenty to eat when everyone else is scavenging empty store shelves. Stock up now because you won't get a warning when disaster hits. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. Order by 3 o'clock today and your order ships the same day for free. The unthinkable can happen at a moment's notice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Okay, so some of you might say, but Charlie, is there really a war on white people? Yeah, let's put aside all of the obvious anti-white violence we've seen at high schools, the white kid getting killed. You know, let's put all that aside, which is clear. Let's put aside the University of Chicago course, the course at Yale, all that stuff. This is an amazing example of what we're talking about. Now, to be very accurate, you can't say that, you know, liberal Jews are funding this, okay? What we're getting at, though, is that this example is one of hundreds of thousands that should really make you think deeply about what is happening in American education. It is fashionable. It is popular. It is in vogue to hate white people. I'm going to prove it to you. There's a new series of videos over the last couple of weeks that I've seen of students that record on Zoom high school debate competitions. Now, to be clear, high school debate is not what it used to be. It doesn't teach rhetoric. It doesn't teach persuasion. It doesn't teach public speaking. It doesn't encourage an authentic understanding of a topic. High school debate has become spewing of left-wing talking points, and they become winners. Now, in recent weeks, high school students in debate, again, have been recording these debates on Zoom and have been putting them on the internet to say, hey, look what passes as debate now. Look what passes as a popular argument or a what's considered to be a winning argument. So, oh, is this a guy that does this? Incubate debate, James Fishback? I guess he's the one that's tweeting this stuff out. It's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. So I want you to listen very carefully. This here is a high school debate team that won the debate. I want you to count how many times they say the word white. This is what is considered to be a good argument. They ignored the prompt and resorted to shamelessly attacking white people. Not once, not twice, but with zero depth whatsoever, blaming white people for all the problems. Listen carefully. This is what is considered to be a winning debate team in America today. Play cut 113 and listen carefully.
We demand that white Christians be held accountable for America's original sin. The negative continues the trend in politics while whiteness devours the other. Debating this topic is irrelevant while society is dominated by white Christians. Even if we have something educational to say about this topic, the political will just pray it away and continue their mission to conquer the world in the name of Jesus Christ.
The military industrial complex has been coupled with American Christianity, the worship of the weapons of whiteness. The
United States was built to be a city upon a hill for white Christians. American Christianity has controlled all aspects of politics, such as justifying slavery. We solve by decoupling weapons and warships and ending the crusade. White Christians literally inscribe scriptures onto their weapons, worshiping through war. We want to repent for our sins and show America's failure. By voting for us, the judge will send his signal to political leaders and condemn Christianity in politics.
It ends up being a 2-1 for Livingston. The affirmative tells me, in summary and final focus, that the role of the ballot for me is to reject Christian militarism. So at the end of the day, I'm left with deciding which side I think is better, doing a better job rejecting Christian militarism.
That is considered to be a winning debate. They ignored the prompt and they just said, yeah, it's all about Christian militarism and white Christianity. That's considered to be deep. And they won. They won the debate. Where does that come from exactly? It goes down the tributary. It starts at Harvard. It starts at Yale. It starts at Dartmouth. And then it goes down. They create the teaching standards. They create the curriculum. And what many Jews are texting me, to their great credit, they're saying, oh my gosh, high school debate will soon say this. They'll soon read a prompt. And it's the Jews' fault. They're an inch away from saying that. This close. And what Candace was saying, and what Tucker was saying, and what Elon is saying, is that that clip I just played, until recently, did not bother most liberal Jews. And that's frustrating. Now it does bother a lot of liberal Jewish donors. Dots are starting to be connected. They're like, oh, wait, all the toxicity and venom and hatred that we turned a blind eye to or we might have been cool with against white people is now being directed to us. So in that high school debate clip, you saw these kids reading a prompt, right? Reading a prompt, and they say, you know, white people are to blame for this. It doesn't take a massive leap to turn that high school debate kid to plug and replace, to copy paste white people out, Jewish in. That's where this comes from, guys. We've said this for the last couple weeks. Why is it that so many young people are on board for the Palestinian liberation thing or Gaza? Why are so many young people praising Osama bin Laden right now? It's a big thing right now on TikTok. Huge. Osama bin Laden is being praised by Generation Z because you've taught them to hate America, to hate white people, and then eventually hate Jews. And Hamas sympathizers are literally BLM 2.0. You guys remember this. Here's cut 114. White people begging for forgiveness from black people. This is during Floydapalooza. Play cut 114.
We know he's been a guy that he no longer can be here. In honor of his legacy, we're not rioting, God. We're not shaming anybody, God. We're just humbling ourselves before you.
Yes, Lord.
You brought the thunder and rain today, God. Because Satan takes the L today. Father, in Jesus' name, you get the victory. Father, we ask for forgiveness from our black brothers and sisters for years and years of racism. of systematic racism.
Okay, that's some sick stuff. By the way, it's sick on two sides. It's sick for the white people doing it and sick for the black people that are allowing it to happen. Like some black guy should be like, this is insane. Get up. Enough. We're going to take responsibility for our own problems. Get off your knees. Stop asking. Are you a racist? You should have been. Are you KKK? Are you racist? Then stop apologizing. Enough. Stop pandering to us. You got that black woman crying. Oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Yeah, go get a job. Give me a break. The white hate gets turned into white guilt in the heads of weak-minded people who then fall for the rhetoric. So what does all this tie together, everybody? You are living through, without a doubt, one of the most heated, consequential, high-stakes realignments in the history of the digital narrative war. I know that some of you might not see it. You might not be looking at it. If you are not actively on social media, you might not be watching it. I'm telling you, you are living through a TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I have never seen sea changes like this, ever. And we are flirting with some really dangerous stuff, very dangerous stuff. There's some exciting stuff happen of people waking up and enlightenments and awakening and the rising of the frequencies. Producer Andrew said this morning, I have never seen so many people wake up so quickly. That is true. Simultaneously, I have not seen so much garbage, venom, crap spread so quickly in the history of the digital narrative war. Remember, Twitter is the incubator of elite opinion, but TikTok is the incubator of idiocy for Generation Z. Let me say that again. Twitter is the incubator for elite thought. TikTok is the incubator of idiocy for Generation Z. They might say, but Charlie, let's compete on TikTok. We try. We have our, you know, I resisted as long as I could. They censor us, they ban us, they suppress us. TikTok, which is a Chinese Communist Party asset funded by the Chinese Communist Party, they elevate content that weakens America, weakens Western society. They will give priority to trans content. They give priority to gay content. They give priority to left-wing politics. And they de-emphasize pages that would talk about masculinity, borders, free speech, or conservative values. Chinese TikTok is all about solving math problems and games and being healthy and having big families. American TikTok is about cutting off your genitals, taking Lupron, and supporting Hamas. So what I'm getting at here, the macro, because some of you might say, but Charlie, how do all these different dots connect? You are living through right now one of the greatest changes of how people view the world in my life, by far in my lifetime. I've not seen anything like it. COVID was close. But the difference with COVID is that almost all the means of communication were suppressed. We couldn't speak openly on Twitter during COVID. We kept on losing access to our Twitter account. We now have Twitter. So the truth can get out. We're like, wow, could you, if we had access, this is the truth. If we had access to Twitter and Elon owned Twitter during COVID, I think hundreds of thousands of lives would have been saved. We got suppressed on ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, monoclonal antibodies. Imagine how many lives could have been saved if we had Twitter during COVID. It's a big deal. At the same time, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We have Twitter, and then we have TikTok, which is just this Wuhan laboratory of anti-West hatred that Gen Z is just getting. It's pumping in. By the way, I've been completely unsuccessful. I tell parents, why do you give your kids phones? Honestly, because parents don't want a parent anymore. That's why. They give their kid a digital pacifier so they can go back to wine and their kid can just stare at the screen all day long. Like, I don't know why my kid is depressed. Yeah, go look at your kid's screen time, okay? 8.5 hours staring at TikTok. Yeah, I mean, don't be surprised when their suicidal ideation goes up. It's just so weird. Why do some of these kids depressed and anxious? Because they're staring at their screen all day long. Go be a parent. Go stare at a tree. Go fish. Go for a run. There's a life outside of watching a bunch of trannies dancing in favor of Hamas. I want to just keep on encouraging AIPAC. I'm glad that they're deploying those resources in that way. It's not the best, but it's better. And that deserves encouragement and praise. God bless them. Candace Owens mentioned this. By the way, Candace was trending on Twitter all over the place, and people were so unfair to Candace Owens. I have her back 100%. People say, oh, she's an anti-Semite. I said, really? Candace Owens, who dropped everything. I was in Jerusalem. It's a true story. I called Candace. I said, Candace, we have an extra ticket if you want it to go to the embassy opening when Trump moves the embassy. And she says, oh, my goodness. She drops everything, 18-hour flight, brutal connection through Europe, two red-eye flights, to get all the way to Israel for the embassy opening with Donald Trump. We saw where Jesus healed the sick. We went to the city of David. We saw the old city. And she loved it. So it's just these people, it's just so shallow, so sloppy. But Candace said this, and she's, and this is a vibe that is out there. And I don't think some of the pro-Israel advocates are listening when we say this. I'm in a separate category. I have some bitterness that I'm expressed on this show, which is the way that I've been talked about and treated has really bothers me, to be honest, because of how much pro-Israel advocacy I've done and do. But I'm put me aside, okay? There is a Jonathan Greenblatt who runs the ADL. The ADL is an awful organization. He goes on television and he's saying this, quote, administrators are going to find their backbone if we hold them accountable. This is about the the Jew hatred on campus. And by the way, he's correct in saying this, to be perfectly fair. Donors need to hold them accountable. Students need to hold them accountable. Then he says the federal government needs to hold them accountable. I don't really know what that means, okay? But Jonathan Greenblatt, the reason why Candace said what she said on Tucker and the reason why the vibe on the right is off on this is we're like, really? Where were all of you guys the last couple of years? I thought hatred to one group is hatred to everybody. That's literally in the ADL ad. In the ADL ad is that all hate, oh, I guess all hate is bad unless it's hatred of Asians and hatred of whites. Play cut 56.
The question I was going to ask you, which we have now seen at least the beginning of some pushback, finally, from people who run these schools. You mentioned Columbia, other places. Yeah. Do you see the leadership at some of these schools that you've been pushing so hard? Are they now finding the backbone you just described?
Well, they're only going to find the backbone if we hold them accountable. Donors need to hold them accountable. Students need to hold them accountable. And the federal government does, too. And let me tell you, the university presidents, they might not listen to some students, but when they run the risk of losing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants, they're going to respond.
So there's a ADL is comprised of left-wing, sometimes secular Jews. There's a major upheaval that's probably going to happen in the ADL sometime soon. Now, why is it that the ADL receives such focus from Elon Musk and from us? It's not just that they're liberal. It's that the ADL goes out of their way to try and debank you. The ADL goes out of their way to try to pull advertisers from your show or from Twitter. The ADL, as he says, accountability, by the way, I think you should finally do that. By the way, if the ADL finally waves the sword towards colleges, I will be an enthusiastic supporter, but I don't buy it. If the ADL will be nearly as harsh to Harvard as they have been to Elon, God bless them. But they won't. They're going to treat Harvard and Princeton and Yale with kid gloves because the ADL are first liberals and then they're Jews. That's, and you know who said that? Dennis Prager. So don't call me an anti-Semite. Their liberalism is more important than their Judaism. It's always been that way. And they've been captured by a lot of secular Jews. So the question is, will the ADL be as ferocious, intense, nasty to Princeton, Yale, Dartmouth, and Stanford as they have been to Twitter, to Jack Posobiec, to Bannon? Probably not. You know, Greenblatt says, yeah, you know, we need some accountability. Really? Greenblatt, why don't you? We know the answer because liberalism is very important to him. And Harvard is the holy cathedral of American left-wing liberalism. Okay, Harvard is the Vatican of American leftism. It's just where they, it's where the catechism of the left is published in Harvard. So when he says accountability, why doesn't Harvard say, we're going to defund you? We're going to burn you to the ground? Because he doesn't mean it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills. I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.